Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Scott here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is being brought to you by Popham Flooring. They're right across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe for everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. A minor two-vehicle collision occurred on East Woodworth Street at North Heisterman Street after a pickup truck backed into a car that had stopped behind it. Vehicle 1, described as a pickup truck driven by a 69-year-old man from Bad Axe, was traveling east on East Woodworth and stopped in the roadway before beginning to back up toward a parking lot driveway. Vehicle 2, driven by a 42-year-old woman from Minden, had pulled in behind the truck and stopped on the street when the truck began reversing. The male driver told police he had missed the driveway entrance and was backing up to use the lot, while the female driver reported she saw the truck's reverse lights and the vehicle moving toward her even though there is no stop sign at that corner. The backing truck struck the front bumper of the grill and the grill of the car. However, no damage was reported to the pickup and no injuries were noted in the report. Yesterday, Janelle Amber Furtado has entered a no-contest plea in a case of malicious destruction of personal property. The charge stems from an August of last year incident in Colfax Township where a pickup truck was found with significant damage, including cut brake lines and flat tires. The court accepted Furtado's plea, placing her on non-reporting probation with a delayed sentence. She is ordered to pay $529.20 in fines, costs, and restitution by May 20th, after a $350 bond was applied. Additionally, Furtado must complete a, quote, Thinking Matters program by May 23rd. If all conditions are successfully met, the case will be dismissed by May 29th. Otherwise, she faces sentencing. A single vehicle crash in Huron County resulted in disabling damage to an SUV, but no reported serious injuries. The incident occurred on January 22nd at approximately 6:15 on a non-freeway straight roadway in Rubicon Township with conditions described as dark and unlighted and the road surface as icy. The report indicates a 2023 blue Chevrolet Blazer traveling southbound ran off the right side of the roadway and struck a tree, causing disabling damage to the vehicle's front left area. The driver was listed as using a shoulder lap belt, was not ejected, and airbags did not deploy. The crash narrative notes the driver sped too fast for conditions. Eastern Huron Ambulance Service responded to the scene and the vehicle was towed from the site. No other vehicles or passengers were involved. We'll be right back. In today's world, life moves fast, but your home should be a place of charm, clarity, and strength. That's where tile flooring from Popham Flooring comes in. Whether it's bold and modern, soft and neutral, or rich with texture, tile gives your space a clean foundation with personality. It's water-resistant, easy to maintain, and built to last through real life. Pets, kids, spills, and everything in between. In a time where every choice counts, make one that blends beauty with purpose. At Popham Flooring, where they help you bring your vision to life with today's top tile designs. Ground your home in something strong, something timeless. Tile floors from Popham Flooring, located west of Bad Axe on M53, or call Popham Flooring at 989-269-7358. Style that sticks, strength that stays. In a move very few people saw coming, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, the MHSAA, has ruled that high school athletes can now make money off of their name, image, and likeness, NIL. Effective immediately, high school athletes can now accept money for the following: social media endorsements, autographs and appearances, modeling, merchandise and sports cards, camps and private lessons. Keep in mind these opportunities are for individual athletes only, not a cash grab for the entire team. Coaches and schools are expressly forbidden from arranging or promoting deals. Of course, no deal comes without restrictions. Here's what high school athletes aren't allowed to do under the new MHSAA NIL agreement. No pay for play. No boosters, collectives, or mysterious uncle with money are allowed to contribute. No using school logos, uniforms, or mascots. No deals based on stats, wins, or trophies. Athletes will not be able to endorse anything related to gambling, alcohol, or other unsafe products. Once a deal is made, it must be reported within 7 days, but schools can enact stricter deadlines if they choose. And we may have many traditions in Michigan, complaining about the weather, dodging potholes the size of Delaware, and apparently smuggling sketchy firewood across state lines like it's contraband. That last one is why the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, MDARD, is proposing an exterior firewood quarantine. And yes, it's very much about bugs, very rude bugs. MDARD, in a recent release, revealed it wants to restrict untreated firewood from entering Michigan because it can carry more than 140 plant pests and diseases. Under the proposal, any firewood entering the state would need to be heat-treated, certified, and accompanied by documentation certifying it's bug-free. Think TSA for firewood. But, of course, you don't have to take your shoes off. This would apply to all tree species, but before anyone panics and clutches their firewood, there are some proposed exemptions. Processed lumber, kiln-dried wood, logs headed straight to processing, and wood chips smaller than an inch would be fine. Locally sourced firewood gathered for personal use, also fine. Your backyard requires no paperwork. Untreated firewood is basically an Uber for Michigan's invasive species. Unlike nursery stock, firewood isn't routinely inspected, making it a sneaky way for nightmares like the spotted lanternfly, Asian longhorn beetle, oak wilt, and beech bark disease to roll into the state uninvited. Once these pests show up, they're expensive, stubborn, and devastating to Michigan's forests and urban trees. In other words, they move in, destroy the place, and never pay their share of the rent. If you're traveling, buy certified Michigan firewood and leave the out-of-state logs behind. This quarantine is about protecting forests, not ruining your s'mores. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Popham Flooring. They're right across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.